Pask sat alongside Tamo, rummaging in her herbalist pouch.
Lie back now. Easy does it. Here, chew on this. Don't swallow it, though. Spit it out when you've had enough.
It was a sort of sticky moss bound together by some type of vegetable gum, with a taste reminiscent of mint and roses. Tamo chewed slowly, and through half-closed eyes he watched Pask mixing herbs by the fire. She was the prettiest, most gentle creature he'd ever encountered. Tamo resolved that he would get to know her better. Then his thoughts became muddled as he drifted away into warm, dark seas of slumber. Night had fallen when he awakened, and a delicious aroma of cooking reminded him he was very hungry. Perigord's sister Twayblade patted the log beside her.
Feeling better now, young'un? Come on, Patch here. Rub-a-dub, bring this beast something to eat, what?
Instinctively, Tamo reached to touch his injured head. A massive paw engulfed his, and he found himself staring upward into the fearsome face of the giant hare, Rockjaw Grang.
Hey, lad, that not to touch thy head yet a while. Best leave alone what our little lass has patched up. Sithee, come and sit by it fire.
Rockjaw picked Tamo up as if he were a babe and sat him down between Twayblade and Pask, who smiled quietly at him and said,
I hope you're feeling better this evening.
Tamo flushed to his ear tips and muttered incoherently, feeling completely awkward and embarrassed for the first time in his life. He wanted so much to talk with Pask, yet his tongue would not obey his brain. Rub-a-dub saved the situation by marching up with a bowl of hot pea and celery soup with fresh baked bread to dip in it. He winked and grinned broadly. Russa raised her eyebrows.
Oh, he does cymbals too.
The young galloper, Riffle, refilled the squirrel's beaker.
Aye, Mum. Bugles also, and flutes when he's a mind to. Oh, Rub-a-dub's a full band when the mood takes him.
Major Perigord turned to his troop good-humouredly.
Strike me, but you're a dull bunch of ditch-wallopers. We ain't welcomed our guests with the anthem yet.
Tamo looked up from his soup.
The anthem?
Midge Manycoat took out a tiny flute and got the right key.
Fa, so, la, ti, fa, 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 that's it. Right, right, troop, the song of the long patrol. Like to hear it, Tamo?
The young hare nodded eagerly.
Rather, I'd love to.
With Midge acting as conductor and choirmaster, the little woodland camp with its flickering fire shadows echoed to the famous marching air of the Salamandastran fighters.